Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes, I was trying to find out. I forgot my number that I put in when I'm filing my unemployment.
Your PIN number. May I have your social security number, ma'am?
417-08-05-83. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get that, dogs. Get that.
What's your first and last name? Ma'am?
My first name is Daphne Townsend.
And your date of birth and driver's license?
My date of birth is 2480. Driver's license is 6683431.
So, when was the last time you filed for unemployment?
It's been a while, but I'm redoing it, and I forgot to, I don't remember it.
Okay, so you went back to work, and now you're unemployed again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what we need to do, ma'am, is we need to reopen the claim, because being that you went back to work and you stopped claiming, the claim closed. So having in the PIN is not going to help you. Okay? You need to reopen the claim. Would you like me to help you?
When I spoke with someone, they said that the claim was open.
Okay. So have you been doing your weekly certification every week?
No, ma'am.
So they can't be open. Okay. Let me look and see.
Because I don't remember the number.
When did you speak to them?
Just a few minutes ago.
Okay, no, ma'am. The claim is closed. Do you want me to reopen it for you? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Daphne. D-A-P-H-I-N-E. Townsend. T-O-W. N-S-E-N-D.
Okay. Have you ever used a different name or social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your date of birth, you said, was?
February the 4th, 1980.
Your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
So you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Townsend.
Okay. And may I have your driver's license again, please?
6683431.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one would you rather have?
I have an Alabama card.
Okay. So you want to just continue using that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's fine, ma'am. I need to just go over the disclosure to make sure you understand the terms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Co-America Bank. Co-America Bank charges no monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used outside of the network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls. $1 charge if the card is inactive for more than a year. $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery. Or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override accredited feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you want more information on your card, you can call 800-499-2035. Go online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefit card, okay?
Mm-hmm.
May I have your mailing address, ma'am?
102 White Oak Court, Prattville, Alabama, 36067.
Okay. Is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Okay. Your phone number, ma'am?
334-320-7237.
So I have your mailing address as being 102 White Oak Court, Prattville,
yes.
Alabama, 36067, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Need to ask you some questions for security purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which of the following professional licenses do you have? Do you have any professional licenses, ma'am?
Cosmetology.
Oh, so that would be cytopathology, is that it?
It's cosmetology.
Okay, that's none of the above. Then. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1499 Steele Station, 2709 East 13th Avenue, 323 Hazel Street, 6820 Broder Drive.
323 Hazel Street is where I used to live.
Hazel Street?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not there now.
Right, okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? Adam Mark Hotel, Cato Technologies, First Out Corporation, Night Owl Financial Management, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges best match the age of Belinda Downs? Do you know Belinda Downs? Is she 61 to 65, 55 to 59, 41 to 45, or 28 to 32? Or I don't know her.
I know Belinda Downs, but I don't know her age.
Okay, so would you think she's between 61, 65, 55 to 59? Or 41 to 45?
41 to 45.
Okay. Based on your background, do you know what county 1208 County Road 69 is located?
Otago County.
Otago. Okay. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 18 months? Okay. Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you did not receive a TRA returning certification, did you?
Mm-mm.
When was the last day that you worked, ma'am?
The last day I worked was January the 29th.
2022 or 21, ma'am?
No, it wasn't the 29th. That was when I went back up there to talk to the manager. But, no, I actually stopped working January the 13th.
Yes, 2022. Okay. So since last Sunday, would you say that you're mentally and physically able to work?
You said mentally and physically able? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Do you work for yourself, own your own business, or do you work on commission?
What is that? What's commission? I get paid a check. I will get paid a check.
Okay. So do you get paid hourly, or do you get a portion of what you make?
I get paid by the hour.
Okay. So how many, so then that would be hourly, okay. Are you attending any school or training at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and but you are able to work full-time and all the different shifts of your occupation, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work?
As long as it's a job, I travel every month.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. And let's see here. What is the minimum hourly wage you're willing to accept?
13.
Okay. And do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
They said that the hours, they don't, production is slow.
Okay.
So they cut my hours.
Okay. So what was your last job description?
Last job description, I was in the kitchen.
Doing what?
I was a sandwich artist.
Oh, a what, I'm sorry?
Sandwich artist.
Okay, so you were, was that in a cafeteria setting?
Yeah, it's
cook,
a restaurant setting.
Okay, cooking. Doing some cooking.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe some sandwich. Okay. 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 What was the name of the place you were working for?
The name of the place I was working for was Cindy Cafe.
Sandy's Cafe, okay. That's not listed on your record here, ma'am, so we're going to need the information, okay? You said Sandy.
No, Sandy. Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. C-I-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy's Cafe. Okay. Okay, so we're going to need that information, okay? The address and phone number.
I don't even know the address.
Okay, you can Google it, ma'am. Or you can call us back, whichever one you choose.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Make sure I got all that proper information, and I'll call you right back.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a nice day, ma'am.
You too.